radio.org.au.
On Tuesday, 17th of September 2013, Archbishop Julian Porteous was installed as the 11th Archbishop of Hobart at a Mass in St. Mary's Cathedral. Here is the Archbishop's homily.
They are the living word of God and cut deeply into the depths of our being. A particular text or a passage can reveal the pattern of grace in our lives. It can give meaning or bring clarity to our experiences. It can reveal the shape of the path upon which God is leading us. In my own personal walk of faith, I found that I'm being drawn more and more to focus upon my relationship with Jesus Christ. Of the various ways in which this can be depicted, one that is increasingly seizing my attention are the words of St. Paul, where he says, "For me to live is Christ." This increasingly captures my sense of being a Christian. Another phrase, this time from St. John, has expressed to me the gift that Christ has brought to my life. In the opening chapter of his gospel in John 1:17, the beloved disciple says that Jesus came bringing grace and truth. These two words express and deeply capture my own personal experience in life. My personal faith is clearly to me the result of the action of grace. I've come to know the love of God for me in a very personal way. And I've become increasingly conscious of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit in my life. It was grace that converted my heart. And then on the basis of this conversion of heart, I've discovered myself being led in an enlightenment of my mind. I've come to know the truth. These two descriptors used by St. John of living in Christ have thus become my episcopal motto, gratia et veritas, grace and truth. Living in Christ has been for me a source of great freedom and joy. The Christian life has meant for me a life full of hope and confidence, with this experience firmly grounded within me. My ministry as a priest and now as a bishop has simply focused upon my desire to help others discover what I have discovered. The Catholic faith is a great treasure, and I long that all may come to know what I have come to know. St. Paul, in the second reading this evening, describes his own self-understanding of being an apostle. And again, these are words that readily resonate with me and my life and my ministry. He said, "For it is not ourselves that we are preaching, but Christ Jesus as the Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." St. Paul's life and his ministry was poured out in his passion to proclaim Christ, the Christ who so powerfully intervened in his life on the road to Damascus. And he simply saw his life as one of witnessing to the saving power of Jesus, which broke so extraordinarily in upon his life and so radically changed the whole orientation of his very being. His life was shaped by the offering of himself in the service of others, in the cause of the gospel. As I come here to Tasmania to take up the charge entrusted to me by Pope Francis, I come with the simple desire and the firm intention to proclaim Jesus Christ and to offer my life in service to all Tasmanians. In addressing the Catholic people of Tasmania on the occasion of the announcement of my role as Archbishop, I made reference to a phrase of Blessed John Paul II as he addressed the Church at the commencement of the new millennium. As the Church began a new era in human history, he urged all members of the Church to start afresh from Christ. The Pope urged us all as a church to return to that which is the source of our faith and the inspiration of all our actions. It is the call to refocus ourselves upon that primary and central relationship of our Christian life, our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He wanted the church to move forward into the next phase of human history in Christ, with Christ, and for Christ. And this I propose tonight to the particular church here in Tasmania, the Archdiocese of Hobart. Let us all centre ourselves afresh upon Christ. Let us desire to draw close to him. Let us desire to listen to him with hearts that long to hear his voice. Let us seek his mind and his will for us. Let us implore him to stay with us and to guide us and to make what we do fruitful. Without him, we can really do nothing. Without his presence and his grace, our efforts will not amount really to very much that is lasting. However, in him, all things are possible. Great things are possible. So this is the invitation that I make to all members of the church here in Tasmania. And I invite you to join me, to walk with me from this night onwards in the years that God may grant me. Let us all start afresh from Christ. And in speaking about the place of Christ in our personal lives and in the life of the community of the church. I believe it's very important that we clearly understand that we cannot really know him and really know his work unless we go to Calvary. And hence the choice of the gospel reading we've listened to this evening. John's account of the crucifixion is quite particular because he was there. Indeed, he says, as we heard in the gospel tonight, this is the evidence of one who saw it, trustworthy evidence, and he knows he speaks the truth. What was it that he was so strongly protesting that he had witnessed? It was that moment when the heart of Jesus was pierced by the soldier's lance. It was that moment when, as the heart was pierced, there flowed out blood and water. This moment, this experience of St. John had a profound effect upon him. He would return to it on several occasions in his other writings. In his first letter, St. John says that Jesus came with water and blood. And these, he said, were the great witnesses of his purpose and his mission. St. John says that this blood and water flowing from the heart of Jesus were the defining witness to what occurred at Calvary, to what it meant, and what it unleashed in human history. They explain the meaning of Calvary. They reveal the true purpose of the death of Jesus Christ. The blood, of course, is the blood of sacrifice. And the last drops of blood drained from the dead body of Jesus as his heart was pierced. His sacrifice was total and complete. Not a drop of blood was left. The death of Jesus was not just some sad finish to a life of a good man. And it was not just some unfortunate and cruel act of political expediency. It was a sacrifice, a willingly embraced sacrifice of a man who was prepared to offer his life so that all of humanity can be reconciled with God. In this sacrifice, the sin of humanity was atoned for in a perfect way. And the penalty of sin, death, was abolished. As we declare in the acclamations of Mass, the third acclamation, for instance, we say, "Save us, Saviour of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free." Yes, Jesus has set us free. Jesus has set us free from the ultimate tyranny over human life, that of death. And once the last drops of blood flowed, St. John noticed that there was now water trickling from the heart of Jesus. This had a very powerful impact on John, because he said he saw that the sacrifice, yes, was complete, but with the sacrifice came the waters of new life. He understood that this sacrifice released life, that this sacrifice enabled waters to flow forth. It was a sign that the death of Jesus would ultimately release that great life-giving power of God for the human heart, the power of God's Holy Spirit. This would be manifest in a very particular way at Pentecost. So very simply for St. John, as he gazed upon this event of the piercing of the heart of Jesus, he understood that those who come to the cross, those who embrace the cross, those who realize the significance and indeed the power of the cross, will come to life, will experience the life-giving power of God flowing in upon them and transforming their very being. This is the gospel. This is a testimony of the Christian scripture. This is the proclamation that the church offers to the world. This is the power of God to save. And this is the means of personal transformation and the path to eternal life. May the church in Tasmania be renewed, empowered, and find new life through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was Archbishop Julian Porteous's homily from his installation mass at St. Mary's Cathedral in Hobart. For more talks, interviews and programs, visit cradio.org.au.